The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your business in gear. Do you feel that sometimes you're in the right industry, but you're not attracting the right clients? Well, let's figure it out intimately. With Tamaron is a one-hour show presenting you with simple and basic tips to help you create a more intimate, fulfilling business and personal life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and intimacy back into our professional and personal lives. Life is filled with endless things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. And I think I found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share it. And what I realized was I was lacking deep intimacy in my life, and it was affecting my business and my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, and don't we all, but being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected. And I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. And I was looking for everyone else in my life to provide that for me, and I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies or on TV, and I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders and coaches and motivational speakers and reading some awesome books, this all gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. And how come no one teaches you this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compared to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. And I found me. And I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy. No one else can provide for me. No one else can satisfy my needs. And no one even has a clue what does it for me. And it isn't their job. It is my job. So what did this mean for me? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, figure out what I would love to try doing, and figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I keep on learning, and I love to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, that loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all that fun, passion, and intimacy back into your entire life that you deserve also. show. So if you'd like to call in, the number is always toll free at 1-888-346-9141. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so on my email host button here on tamaron@figuredoutlive.com. Comes directly to me here on the Empowerment Channel. So today, the theme of my show is, it's actually quite interesting how this theme came up, but it's very, very common in business. And I thought I'm really going to address this tonight on the show because not only have I learned how to deal with stuff like this in business, some of the tools and techniques that I'm going to share tonight, I need to remind myself also, and it's great to share this knowledge with other entrepreneurs who are in business for themselves as well. So the title tonight is called The Upside to Having Competition in Business, because when we have competition, sometimes it's very, very scary. So how do we deal with that? And it looks like we actually have a caller on tonight. So great. Awesome. Hopefully they had a question for us. Can we bring our caller on now? Is that possible?
Hi, Tamron.
Oh, hi. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Are you an entrepreneur?
Yes, I am. It's Nancy Stahl calling, and I own a magazine called In Our Space.
Oh, Nancy, I was just speaking to you recently. You must have saw my post that I was putting this up on the show tonight.
Yes, I did. I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for calling in. Okay, so Nancy is actually a local entrepreneur, and we've dealt with each other in business, so we'll share a little bit of that. So, now, do you have something specific about competition you'd like to share? Do you have a comment or a burning question?
Well, I think I had a comment that you and I were discussing the other day when we were putting together the editorial that's going to appear in my spring issue. We were talking about the great workshops you're running for the entrepreneurs in the area to drop in and share with each other. And so my question was, do you find that sometimes they're a little bit hesitant to share their concerns only because it could be perceived as a weakness to their competition and they wouldn't want those secrets out, per se?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question, Nancy. And it's true. You know, we were talking about different things and, you know, what happens with, because there's so much going on in Canada and U.S. right now. I don't know about other parts of the world, but a lot of businesses are folding. And so, you know, in the small communities that we're in, you know, people find out and you're afraid to even admit, you know, what's happening in your business.
Mm-hmm. And it's having struggles.
It is. So that's a fair question. That is a big concern for people. But there's two ways I would learn to look at that. First, what I'd like to address is that when we, as human beings, whether it's in business or not, but especially in our business, one of the biggest faults that I've realized for myself, and especially for women, is that when we feel like things aren't working out for ourselves, we feel a sense of shame when we need help. And I know that is something that I've dealt with a lot. And being, you know, the woman who tries to do it all herself and, you know, doesn't want to ask for help or, you know, I want to do something my way so that it gets done right and then I don't have to, like, babysit and look over people's shoulders and stuff. What that does is it creates a lot of stress for myself. And what it's not teaching me is how to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is important, to be honest, really, I think it's more what I'm seeing with women in business right now and myself included. So what I'll do later on in the show is I'll share some stories about some of the specific things that I had to learn about myself. So that's one aspect of it, is that, you know, we have that sense of shame when something's not going right. And so when we share that with people, especially our competitors or the people around us who didn't think we were going to make it in the first place, it's hard to stand there and say, well, you know, my vision of my business is not working.
Right.
That's the first step. And I think that's the hard part to go through. The next part, what I learned was that when I have a situation, like even now, like for me, I'll share this part because you know this, you've been following me on Facebook, because that I opened a raw food takeout store 4 years ago, about 2009. So I opened it in the fall of 2009. And I had a lot of people who judged me and said, you know, oh, who do you think you are? No one's going to come in a store like that in a little small town. And, you know, I don't think you're going to make it. And yet my vision was that, well, my reasons for opening my store was that because I felt that there wasn't anything in the community where we could eat locally and have a healthy food option. So I thought there's a huge opportunity for me instead of a negative one. So my perception of, yeah, this is not a negative thing, this is a positive thing, because there's always two sides to everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was really successful along that lines, but my mistake, what I realized was that when I opened the store, being a woman and a giver and trying to do it all myself, what was happening was people were coming in and they were asking for advice on food and recipes. And, you know, one thing led to another, and people knew that I was studying lots of different things and studying to be a health coach. And I was taking other courses in herbology and just all kinds of stuff, and reading lots of business books and taking lots of business courses and that kind of stuff. And so a lot of people were coming to me for advice. But those people that were coming were my clients. But what I realized was that they were also entrepreneurs. So they were like people like you. They could have been personal trainers or nutritionists, or maybe people that owned holistic areas, because they were sending their patients to me, right? And saying, go eat there. Like, this is a really healthy place.
Right.
But what I found was that I was giving away all that information for free. And so basically what I didn't see at the time was that I created something that was very unhealthy. And so I got really burned out and tired, and I was making less and less money because I was spending more time giving away that free information than I was on the food. And so I had to start hiring people because I needed people to make the food and stuff so I could stand there and talk to the clients.
Mm-hmm.
So when my business wasn't succeeding, I did have a big sense of shame, and yet something inside of me was telling me that I was in the right industry, that I was supposed to be working with people because people had come to me for many, many years for advice, and that I was meant to be in this holistic new age industry because that is my life. And I honestly believe, and that's what I teach people in the workshops, is that, you know, usually the life that you're living is a representation of your business, but a lot of people don't look at that, and they don't see how they can take something that is a true image of themselves and use that in their business.
Mm-hmm.
So that shame that I went through was hard, because I had to take a serious look at my business, and I had to run the risk of shutting down the doors and redoing everything so that I could maybe offer more workshops and events for people, and then just have the food on the side and learn how to let go of that and let somebody else take that over. And to be honest, that was so hard to do. So that part is hard, but knowing that I was still in the right industry was good too. But there's another aspect of, you know, letting your competitors know about what's happening and making that public information. So if you want to stay on the line, I would love to address that, because we're just about to go to commercial break. And I really want to share that with you, because I think if you understand that concept, you might have some comments as well with me. And then we can share this with our listeners, because this is a really big lesson that I learned for myself when it came to competitors. Okay, so that's what we'll do. So, Nancy, stay on the line. Now, just remind everybody, before we go to break, what is the name of your business?
It's In Our Space, Home Decor and Lifestyle Magazine, that's available in Halton Hills and the Headwaters region, and online at www.inourspacemagazine.com.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and how often does your magazine come out?
It's a quarterly publication.
Right. Okay, so it's seasonal as well?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Nancy. So stay on the line, because I'm going to address the rest of your question after the break, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Great. Okay, so I just want to remind everyone, you're listening to Tamron, and this is Let's Figure It Intimately here on the Empowerment Channel on Voice America. So stay tuned for more with Nancy after the break.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you feel that you are in the right industry of serving others, yet you are not attracting as many clients as you would like? Magic happens when anyone brands their true self as the forefront of their business. I am currently looking for entrepreneurs who know they have a calling, yet feel as though something is missing. Yes, sometimes we are in our business every day that we can't see our own gifts and uniqueness, and that is where I come in. My gift as an entrepreneur is that I was struggling with the same issue, so I hired other business coaches to help me see what I couldn't. It was an enduring, difficult self-discovery, but it was well worth it. It catapulted me to capture my talents and use them to help other entrepreneurs. And here's how I can help you in a way that is so unique, authentic, and super fun. I am looking for guests to be live on my radio show who are willing to share what they feel is their biggest problem in their business. And I will help you figure out what is the core issue and catapult your business forward. Contact me, Tamron, through my host page on Let's Figure It Out Intimately on the Empowerment Channel now.
What does creme de la creme mean? It's the greatness of living, the willingness to be the best. It's living beyond what you know is possible with no limitation. Access Consciousness presents Creme de la Creme, a program that empowers you to choose and create the life you would like to have and entices you into being who you are, not who others would have you be. It's the best of the best. It's the finer things in life. It's brilliant. It's fun. It's exciting. Join us for Creme de la Creme every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You've tuned into Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to be a guest live on her show? Email Tamron@figureitoutlive.com. If you'd like to call into today's program, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and I have a guest who's called in today. So again, I want to say thank you to Nancy. She's the owner of In Our Space, which is a seasonal publication. So I'll let her talk a little bit again about what her business is. But she had a really good question for me. And I actually personally know Nancy, and we had a conversation a little while ago when we were talking about business. And, you know, I was telling her about, you know, how I'm offering different workshops and events here that supports the entrepreneurs, because that's actually what was happening in my store when it was a takeout food store. So I've taken the risk of changing everything around and created it into a lounge. So I just want to remind everyone too, if you're interested in our next support group, it is going to be here in Bellefontaine, Ontario. It's only $12 and it's a great group. The group is building, so people look forward to coming out. It's every 2 weeks right now. But our next gathering here is on Wednesday, April the 2nd, and it's at 1 o'clock until 2:30. So it's a maximum of 12 people. It's only $12. And basically you come in with a problem and the whole group helps to solve it. So it's a wonderful space. People feel very free and safe to really share what's going on in their business and some of their struggles. So it's really starting to take off. So what Nancy was commenting on was that, you know, what do you do if your business is struggling and you don't want your competition to know, especially in some of these small towns where we're at, like, what do you do? And so what I addressed in the beginning was, Nancy, was that, you know, you have to get over the shame, because, you know, when we need to, or for example, myself, when I realized that I did need help and my intuition was that I was in the right industry, I had to actually hire 3 other business coaches, and those coaches helped me turn my business right around. It was really scary and it was really risky. But there's another factor, Nancy, that I don't know how you feel about this, but this was something I've learned over and over. I mean, I've read lots of books. I've read like Think and Grow Rich and, you know, lots of books on business. And they talk a lot about, our emotional state of mind in business. And so, of course, you know, when we're getting scared, fear kicks in, right?
Right.
And we want to get out of fear, because based on anything to do with the law of attraction is that, You know, that fear can make you do something magnificent. But if we are focusing on worrying about losing money, not getting clients, you know, not being able to pay the bills, if that's what we focus on, then that simple line of whatever we focus on expands.
Right.
So what happens, I know we start to create more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get out of that. Like, it's hard to get out of focusing on the negative because we want to stay positive. And it sounds kind of woo-woo and wacky that, you know, all you got to do is just think about positive. But it's also more than just thinking about the positive. And what I realized was that it was hard for me to just not worry about it. And so I've read some different books and I started putting together some of the things, and I've applied this to my own business, is that it's based on the law of karma as well. So whatever we put forth in the world, karma says we get back 10 times the amount. So that's information from the Bible, it's from Eastern philosophies. And so what I learned was that when I was struggling in my business and I was to go out and say I'd see a local business doing really well and I've got no cars in my parking lot and their parking lot is full and it's overflowing and some of their clients are parking in my lot because I got nothing happening, it's really hard because I'd feel jealous. And what I had to remind myself was, is that in order to get what I need, then I need to wish the best on other people. So it's based on that philosophy, is that when you are jealous or when you're seeing or you're worried about what your competition's going to learn about you, we got to let that go. And we need to focus our energy and our positive thoughts towards those people who are doing better than us. Because what happens is when we bless, in other words, that positive force, when we give to others what we want, ultimately, we get that in return 10 times. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually. Because it's the whole mindset that you're projecting.
So when you see a competitor or anybody doing better than you, bless that person and wish them well, because immediately you're going to see it come back. It's a fascinating thing, and it's hard to get out of, but the more I started practicing it, I was like, okay, so, and then during that time, I took that time to just stay focused on myself and not worry about people judging me and laughing at me and saying, oh, you know, your idea didn't work. It was like, okay, well, you know, something was good about it. I needed to just find the gold in it. So I needed to find out what was really happening in my business. So for anybody struggling, and that's why I recommend, is that people take one of my two initial workshops, which is called I Am the Expert or Who Am I? And in those two workshops, it's like a 2.5-hour workshop, but I'm finding it's set up as a group, but more and more people are asking me to do like just one-on-one consultations. So I just do like I can jam it into usually 90 minutes. And I just do that with them. And so what I do is I take the people through the process of what I went through to really look at who I was as a person and how I could use that in my business. And that can be applied to anything, right?
Right.
So to make sure that you're really living the dream. So, for example, you've got a magazine, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So your magazine, even though you've created a magazine, you know, if you create a magazine that is so unique that when people read it and they go, oh goodness, this is so Nancy, like it's everything she's into, I love her, you know, stories, I love the things she gets the ads in. And I know for a fact that, you know, because I've been in your magazine before and years ago, was that it's a lot of small businesses who actually put ads in your magazine, and they're not the big corporate people, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's almost like, yeah, it's almost like the people that are in your magazine, well, those are the people that are looking at it too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to see where their ad is and on what page and what it looks like. So they're actually flipping through the magazine. So what I would focus on if I were you is that, you know, how can you incorporate more of you and more of what those people are into as a as an entrepreneur? What articles and what things would they like to see in your magazine that's going to enhance their life as well?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're not the big corporate people putting the ads, and those people don't even look in the magazine, but you have this community of people that are looking in that magazine.
Right.
So it would be interesting to go through a workshop or something with you and to see how you see yourself in the community, because how you see yourself in the community is how they're going to see themselves also. And so they're going to be more inclined to want to read what's in the magazine, and then also knowing that it's a popular magazine and it's more about what they need, what their issues are, then they're going to be more likely to put ads in, and other people are going to want to put ads in, and it's going to create like a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So there's that component to it too. And then again, you know, when you are going through any kind of struggle, what I had to learn was that always bless the people that have hurt me, you know, the people that may have ripped me off or done me wrong, because let's face it, it happens in business, right?
Yeah.
And part of, you know, and part of being in business is that we got to learn to stand up for ourselves. And if we keep allowing people to take advantage of us, then again, it's what we focus on expands. We attract more of that.
Right.
And so we don't want to ignore the issue, but we have to learn how to just stand up for ourselves and ask for what we need and what we want in business. And when we start doing that, it will start to, you know, see a difference. It's hard at first when you do it the first time, but, you know, as we do it more and more, it gets better. And so that's what I learned. Anytime something negative happened in my business, whether it was jealous or something happened, or even an employee did something and it was wrong, instead of thinking angry and mad thoughts, I've learned to bless them and hope that, you know, that they get better or resolve it, and just keep sending light and love, or whatever way it works for you. That's what I had to do. And in my personal relationships, that's what I learned too. And
right.
That's what got me through a lot of stuff. Yeah. So what I was learning, and through my personal relationships and my breakups and, the dissolving of my marriage and dealing with everything there, that I had to start learning how to use those same practices in my business.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It sounds weird, but I would love it if you even tried an experiment and give us some feedback, whether it's on Facebook or, you know, you message me, and even try something like go back and think of some people who may have been your competitors in your industry and start wishing them well and see if that changes, if you start getting new clients or whatever, because it really is an instant transaction. And it's based on, karma.
It's actually a philosophy I have always carried with me for years in business. So I totally agree with you. And I think that's why my magazine has done so well over the years. I mean, we're going into our fifth year now, and we have a lot of loyal advertisers and followers, and are constantly getting positive feedback. And I think that's why, because I was taught early on, you don't bash your competition. You support them, and you make yourself a little bit different.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I'm going to share with people at the end of the show too. I read a really good book, and I always love to share information on books, but a really good business book was called The Brand Called You. And it's even on my website. If you go to Tamron's Place on the online store page, it's probably the best book I've ever read. You can order me through my website. It'll come right to you. It's written by Peter Montoya, and basically it talks about how anyone can brand themselves into a business that makes you so unique that, I mean, there could be a million people doing the same thing you do, but because you are you in your business and you brand yourself that way, then that's what your readers and stuff get to know about you. And there's lots of people that have the same interests as you.
Yeah, sounds like an excellent book. I'll have to look for that one.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually mailed to me during my crisis last Christmas, when I was like really trying to figure out the last final pieces of my business. A girlfriend of mine actually sent this to me in the mail. She's in the corporate world, and I don't get to see her very often. I've known her since I was 7, and maybe once a year. We're lucky enough that our lives actually, you know, we can set some time aside.
Mm-hmm.
And she read this book, and she actually threw it in the mail and sent it to him, and she says, "I don't know, man, I think you got to read this book. I think this is really what you're looking for." And it was just those final pieces where I had to really decide, like, who am I and what makes me so unique in an industry in self-help where everybody's a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it really helped me define that, the fact that I am a sexual intimacy lifestyle expert, and it's my life that gave me the expertise, because I found that dealing with things that you know, helping people with their desires and understanding money and the exchange of that and speaking up in our relationships and business and personal life will give you what you need. But I noticed that with people around me that, you know, after they'd done work with me or they'd come into my store, they'd always come back and say, well, my sex life and my relationships got better. And I was like, well, then I need to own it, right? So it was very fascinating because we can all be helping each other, but, you know, it makes me that unique is that that seems to be the people I'm attracting. And the people that, are, you know, like you say, are, you know, wanting to put ads in your magazine and the people reading it, they are a unique set of people too. So it's very fascinating. Yeah, we don't look at that. We don't look closely at our business, but other people can see it because we're the one other people are reading. You're so in your business, you don't see it.
Right.
And that's what happened to me. I was so busy doing the day-to-day stuff, I never took time to really look at what was happening. And I had to hire three different people, and they asked me a million questions. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Wow, that's magical. And then I ran with that, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
That's very great ideas.
It is, yeah. So, do you have any other comments? I know you're doing great. Remind everybody what magazine you're at.
It's In Our Space, Home Decor and Lifestyle Magazine, and we're just wrapping up our spring issue that will be out in the next couple of weeks on our racks that are located throughout Halton Hills and the Headwaters region, as well as online on our website, which is InOurSpaceMagazine.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in with your question, Nancy.
You're welcome.
I love feedback, and I love when people call in. It makes the show more fun.
Oh, well, that's great. Have a good evening.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so there you go. It's amazing when we realize how awesome Facebook is too, because she saw my post on Facebook and we were talking about it, and actually tonight's show was actually around that conversation that I had with her. So I'm glad she saw that. So again, Nancy, thank you for calling in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my second break of the show tonight. And when I get back, I'm going to share some more tips with you guys on how to really deal with competition in your business. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Do you feel that you are in the right industry of serving others, yet you are not attracting as many clients as you would like? Magic happens when anyone brands their true self as the forefront of their business. I am currently looking for entrepreneurs who know they have a calling, yet feel as though something is missing. Yes, sometimes we are in our business every day that we can't see our own gifts and uniqueness, and that is where I come in. My gift as an entrepreneur is that I was struggling with the same issue, so I hired other business coaches to help me see what I couldn't. It was an enduring, difficult self-discovery, but it was well worth it. It catapulted me to capture my talents and use them to help other entrepreneurs. And here's how I can help you in a way that is so unique, authentic, and super fun. I am looking for guests to be live on my radio show who are willing to share what they feel is their biggest problem in their business. And I will help you figure out what is the core issue and catapult your business forward. Contact me, Tamron, through my host page on Let's Figure It Out Intimately on the Empowerment Channel now.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card, offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
You've tuned into Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to be a guest live on her show? Email Tamaron@figureitoutlive.com. If you'd like to call into today's program, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaron, and you are listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on the Empowerment Channel. And tonight's show, we are talking about, as entrepreneurs, what is some of the upsides to having competition in business? And it was great. I had a caller call in. She's actually a local businesswoman here, someone I've done business with, and she was commenting on, what do we do when our competition might know that our business might not be doing so well? Like, how do we deal with that? So, we shared a little bit of information with Nancy and dealt with the shame that's involved with that and how to deal with that. And even when we're not doing well in business, how we can actually send positive thoughts to the other people around us so that we can create that energy and that abundance coming back to us. So instead of trying to control things, that's a famous saying that I had. I even did a show on that. About a year ago, and it was based, instead of trying to fix or control a problem, we bless it. And that's based on the role of karma, Eastern philosophy, the Bible, that kind of stuff. But it's always worked for me, and sometimes it takes me a long time. I'm not going to lie. Like I say in my intro, that some things took me 10 years to resolve because I was just so stuck in anger. So at least now that I have the tools and the techniques to do things, and when I notice myself doing something negative, I can catch it faster. So what I'm going to do right now is... I'm going to give you guys some tips at the very end of the show after my next break, but I recently was at an event in San Francisco for 2 days, and it was a writer's workshop with an amazing company called Hay House, and I've actually referred a lot of information to some authors who do write through Hay House, and also the woman who started Hay House, Louise Hay. When I was focusing initially about more health and wellness issues, I referred to Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, a lot. And it really is, again, focusing on what are we thinking about, because it really does affect how we're living in our lives and how we see our lives. So that was the company I went and did the workshop with. It was a writer's workshop because basically, as you know, as you follow me here on the show, if you're new to the show, I do share a lot of my own personal stories because I believe that's how I can help other people. And so what I've decided to do is to take a lot of my stories and put them into a book. So my first book is basically going to be about memoirs. It's going to be the stories of the challenges and things that I went through and how it changed me, how it empowered me as a person, how I take those practices and I use them forward in my life. And a lot of those stories I share with people. And to be honest, a lot of the time, every day is a story. So people are always calling me or asking me to speak somewhere or to speak on teleclasses or whatever to really share my stories, because I'm very vulnerable and I'm open and I really share the truth about some of the negative things that I had to learn to get my funk, like to get out of. So why am I sharing this? Well, this workshop, again, it's amazing the people we attract. A lot of people are in the new age self-help industry. And so sometimes they promote other books. And the book that I picked up while I was there was a book I have seen. It's called me a few times over the last few months. I never got around to buying it. And it happened to be, again, published by Hay House. So they had copies of it at this event. And I actually got the last copy of it. It's called E-Squared. It's by an author by the name of Pam Grout. It would be awesome if I could get her on the show one day. But it is an amazing book. It says here, 9 do-it-yourself energy experiments that prove your thoughts really create your reality. So even in business, we have to pay attention to what we're thinking. And so as I was sharing with Nancy, you know, what we do is we focus on the positive when we have something negative happening in our life, and we can shift that. We can actually create more abundance. We can maybe find more clarity in our business if we're struggling to gain the tools that we need. And so what she talks about here on page 133, I'm just going to quickly read to you guys, because again, you think about this and you think about how it can enhance your business, all right? It says here, everything that doesn't look like love is smoke and mirrors, and we can slice it and dice it any way we like, but we cannot justify turning our face away from this evidence. That was a quote. And she says here, in 1972, at the annual convention of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, a meteorologist named Edward Lorenz introduced a brand new term into the American vernacular. The butterfly effect was his observation that an event as seemingly insignificant as the flapping of a butterfly's wings in Brazil could set off a hurricane in Texas. And in other words, small, almost imperceptible things can have a large and momentous consequence. The cool thing about this experiment is that you can use it to draw love into your life. You can use it to brighten the world. When you generate uplifting thoughts about someone, it contributes favorably to his or her energy. And conversely, when you judge others, and even when you keep it to yourself, you affect their energy and weigh down the quality of your interactions. So you can literally uplift your world by lasering love, blessings, peace, and other high-frequency emotions to the people in your life. And as it says in The Course in Miracles, you are being blessed by every beneficial thought of any of your brothers anywhere. There's a story about a protester who was outside the Military School of America taking a silent stand against the policies of the United States and its bullying behavior. And someone asked him, "What makes you think holding that little candle is going to have any effect on these governments? They've been doing what they've been doing for decades now." And this man replied, "I'm not worried about changing them. I don't want my country to change me." And so your thoughts about other people change you. And is it really possible in this us versus them world that we, as this energy principle states, are really one? And well, to be blunt, yeah, we are all in this together. And every time we judge or think anything less than charitable about anyone, we crucify ourselves and we inflict self-pain. And our differences, as huge as we make them out to be, are superficial and meaningless, and it's time we let them go. And when you meet anyone, remember that it is a holy encounter. And as you see him, you will see yourself. And as you treat him, you will treat yourself. And as you think of him, you will think of yourself. You can change your relationship with anyone by simply sending them good thoughts. So again, if that quote resonates with you, or that little thing that I've read, it's from the book Pam Grout wrote called E-Squared. And basically what Pam has done is she is a writer, and she has taken 9 different concepts that are all spiritual laws from different books, different teachings that we all know, and she just put them all into a tiny little book of 9 different things. And so basically for every concept she has written about in here, she gives you a little experiment to see if what it is true. And of course, when I read this book, I went through and I did all the little experiments on every single chapter of the 9 chapters. So with time, things do happen. So I will let you guys know the results of this, or please feel free to contact me or email me to find out if the experiments in this book worked. Because these are some of the principles that I have had to remind myself over and over in my business, that if I want to be successful in my business, then I need to see the success in others first. And even though it's tough at times, and with the economy and everything that's happening here and in other parts of the world, in the US and other parts of the world, it's very difficult when we're scared and when we feel like there's no hope. We always have to send the positive energy first and wait for that karma to return. So I just love things like this. Again, it's a reminder. It's not that I'm perfect, but when I remember to do things like this, things have shifted in my personal and in my business life. So I'm going to take my last break, and when we come back, I'm going to share a couple more tips from that book that I referred to earlier on with Nancy called The Brand Called You. All right, so just want to remember, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America here on the Empowerment Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Do you feel that you are in the right industry of serving others, yet you are not attracting as many clients as you would like? Magic happens when anyone brands their true self as the forefront of their business. I am currently looking for entrepreneurs who know they have a calling, yet feel as though something is missing. Yes, sometimes we are in our business every day that we can't see our own gifts and uniqueness, and that is where I come in. My gift as an entrepreneur is that I was struggling with the same issue, so I hired other business coaches to help me see what I couldn't. It was an enduring, difficult self-discovery, but it was well worth it. It catapulted me to capture my talents and use them to help other entrepreneurs. And here's how I can help you in a way that is so unique, authentic, and super fun. I am looking for guests to be live on my radio show who are willing to share what they feel is their biggest problem in their business. And I will help you figure out what is the core issue and catapult your business forward. Contact me, Tamron, through my host page on Let's Figure It Out Intimately on the Empowerment Channel now.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
You've tuned into Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to be a guest live on her show? Email Tamron at tamron@figureitoutlive.com. If you'd like to call into today's program, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and I was talking about competition and how this can actually have an upside in our business when we look at it from a different point of view. So I want to say thank you again to Nancy, who's a local business owner here in Caledon area, and she called in with a comment about, you know, what do you do when your competitors know that, you know, you might be having problems in your business. So yes, it was great that she called in. I love how Facebook works when I say, hey, if anybody's got any comments to call in, because I do love it when we have people calling in, because really that is the premise of this radio show, is to really share our stories, share our challenges and how we move through it so that we can empower the people who are listening as well. And also by sharing, it connects all of us and to let us know that, you know, we can make it on our own, but we have to learn how to ask for help. And that's one of the things I discussed with Nancy as well. So just want to recap. I did give some information from the book called E-Squared by Pam Grout, and you'd have to grab that on your own. But the other book I did talk about with Nancy is on my website, tamronsplace.com, on my online store page. It's called The Brand Called You, and it's written by Peter Montoya with Tim Vandehey as the co-author. So again, I just want to recap, you know, remember karma, everything you send comes back to you 10 times the amount. So if you find yourself becoming jealous or critical of other people in your business, that remember, you know, if you send those positive thoughts to people, you know, it will come back to you, positivity and abundance. And you've really got to pay attention to how often that's happening. So if you're really stuck in the negativity and you can't seem to get out of it, then I do suggest contact me. Go to my website, tamronsplace.com. go to the consultation page. I do offer a free 15-minute consultation with anyone to see if it'd be a good fit. If I don't feel I can help you with your issue, I will refer someone else. I do know a lot of other business coaches, a lot of other people that can help as well, people that I've used myself. So I'm very fair that way. So again, there is no problem that cannot be solved. Sometimes we just need to change the way we look at the problem. So another thing that I want to share with you guys is that when we do have competition, what I did say to Nancy was that what we focus on expands. So we don't want to focus on the negativity. And sometimes if we worry about other competitors, again, we're going to create more competition. So really, if you can get out of that funk and just focus on your own plan, maybe create a better plan or a new plan or hire someone to really help you be a third party as to what's really happening in your business, you might be able to create something different. And that's exactly what I did. And so sometimes we just need to tweak it. Sometimes we are in that right industry, just like myself. And so we just need to look at how we're running your business and how we can make money more effectively. And one of the things I really had to learn was I had to stop giving away all that free advice, because that's what really people were coming to me for. So first, people did get angry when I had to start saying, no, you can't come in and talk to me for free. If you'd like to see me, you have to make an appointment. So a lot of those people don't come anymore, but that's okay. I had to learn how to stand up for myself in a positive way. But now I'm attracting the people who are willing to pay. So that is one of the things I had to learn as well. And if your focus of your business is to honestly help and to serve your clients, then I honestly believe that you will become successful. You will see your business expanding, as long as that is really why you're here. If your focus is all about money, I'm just not too sure that's always going to work. So that's only been my story. The stories that I share, that anytime it was about how much money can I make, I wasn't successful. If I was asking myself, how can I help these people, then the people were showing up. All right. So that's one thing I have learned. And again, also, it's that rule of thumb. If your focus is to compete with your competition, then you are going to attract more competition yourself. So remember that good old karma rule. And also, what I had to learn was to get a better financial plan. I had to really define my business idea. I had to, you know, decide what was the big picture, how can I offer smaller things, workshops and events, what am I going to do for free, and how much am I going to do for free, and what smaller venues in a way that I can attract more people to help more people, and as they get to know me. Because when people are struggling in their business, it's not too often a complete stranger is going to come in and feel comfortable blurting out their problems. So this is why I create a small space here, so we talk very openly about some very general things, and then leaves an opportunity for other people to really focus on, you know, more personal issues. So that's what I had to learn. What I'm going to do is share with you guys from this book, The Brand Called You, just some little things that he wrote in the back of the book, because this book was all about finding your own identity, like really branding yourself in your business. And even his tagline in the book is the ultimate brand building and business development handbook to transform anyone into an indispensable personal brand. So what he talks about here is, you know, you've really got to get your branding and your marketing plan in gear. And so what he talks about here is, this is like the end of the book, but you know, he brings out some highlights, and it's like, part one, determine your personal brand. So in other words, what is your personal identity today? Like, who are you? And that's actually one of the names of my workshops, because what I do is I really work people with their archetypes, because I am I'm amazed at human nature, and this is all going back to the studies from Carl Jung, and understanding your archetypes, oh my goodness, totally empowered me. So that's really what I like to work with people in my Who Am I workshop. And that really teaches you your strengths as an archetype and your weaknesses. So I just love sharing stuff like that. So we can do that. Again, just go to my website, tamaronsplace.com, and I can give you a free 15-minute consultation. And also, he says here, I just want to quickly share with you, he says, refine your personal brand. So that's when not only do you know who you are, then you got to decide who your market is. And you got to determine your specialization connection, because I honestly believe that the people you're meant to work with are a mirror image of yourself if you look deep enough and you really want to help those people. And again, with that in mind, that is where I work with people on my I Am the Expert workshop. So with that, that's when we really look at deeper, more of your like purpose, really to clear any negativity from your past so that you can propel yourself forward in your business. So again, he talks about it. That's what I had to learn about myself, but I just tweak it a little bit different. So again, check out his book, The Brand Called You, from my website, tamaronsplace.com, and go to my online store page. So it is that time again. It always goes by so fast. I just want to say thank you to Nancy for calling in again today. I love it when people have questions, because that is how we can work together and share that information with the people listening so that you guys can be empowered as well. And I want to thank you, my listeners, for taking that time out to spend it with me today on the show. And I hope you maybe resonated with us in some way, or you feel compelled to listen again or share this recorded version with your friends. And always remember that my life is the same as yours, and I'm not perfect. I am just human, and I'm just this crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. And I want to be respected and respect all the people, the friends and the co-workers and family and lovers in my life. And I needed to learn how to communicate, share, and laugh at myself, and most of all, listen to the needs of the people that I cared about, so that I received the life that I fantasized about when I was young. And I didn't create it the first time around, but I certainly found the tools to create what I want now. And that is exactly what I love to do the most, is to pass down that knowledge to you, my listeners. So thanks again for listening, and I hope you remember to come back again next week for another fun-filled show here with me, Tamron, on Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamaron again next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Again.